From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Philip Pantuso reports in the Times Union that there was a motion on the Socrates Town Board's agenda that would deny all state freedom of information law requests for records related to ongoing investigations. But after the motion was criticized, it was modified to target a specific former councilperson. Kristen O'Neill, assistant director with the State Committee on Open Government, said the Socrates proposal is, and I quote, inconsistent with this statutory requirement, end quote. Socrates Town Supervisor Fred Costello said, and I quote, it's pretty clear upon reading it again that it's a little bit too broad. It's really in response to a specific FOIL request and the terms of that request, end quote. Costello said that the, and I quote, specific FOIL request, end quote, came from former councilperson Paul Anderson, who wants public information about an investigation into councilperson Mike Avino, who last month allegedly posted a video on social media of an unclothed woman in distress in the village. Councilperson Zach Horton thought that the motion should be withdrawn and said, and I quote, FOIL laws that are already in existence are quite clear and broad. Passing such a motion would be redundant in nature, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Cassie Abel reports for HudsonValley360.com that the village of Catskill will see construction begin on a new spray ground at Elliott Park in the spring. The spray ground is expected to be completed by the summer. The Catskill Village Planning Board approved plans for the spray ground on February 12th. Cultivate Catskill and Fort Knightley Club of Catskill raised $150,000 to build the project. The Catskill Village Department of Public Works will prepare the site and set hours of operation. And you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Spectrum News reports that on February 15th, Judge Juan Manuel Merchant said Donald Trump's hush money case will begin as scheduled with jury selection starting on March 25th, marking the first criminal trial against a former president to move forward. Trump's attorney blasted the date as election interference because Trump is running for president and he thinks that makes him immune from criminal charges. Merchant said, and I quote, at this point, I can inform you that we're moving ahead with jury selection on March 25th. And he said he expects the trial to last 6 weeks. Trump is accused of falsifying business records related to a $130,000 payment then attorney and fixer Michael Cohen made to adult film actress Stephanie Clifford, also known as Stormy Daniels, during the 2016 presidential campaign to keep an alleged sexual encounter from the public. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.